Task 2. News Summary 2.
It's time for the news at 3:30 here on Radio 1. A girl, aged 16, armed with a shotgun, held up a class of children at a secondary school in Surrey this morning. Police said that soon after school began at Blair Hill Secondary School, Newton, the girl, armed with a double-barreled shotgun belonging to her brother, went into one of the classrooms and threatened a teacher and about 30 pupils. A shot was fired into the ceiling as she was being overpowered by police officers. Surgeons at Cambridge have successfully transplanted a pancreas, the organ that produces insulin, in two patients suffering from diabetes. One patient, a 23-year-old electronics worker, also had a liver transplant. The other patient, a 55-year-old housewife, had a kidney transplanted at the same time. Both patients are doing well. A stately homeowner who allowed a pop concert to be staged in his grounds was fined yesterday for letting a rock band play overtime. The Honourable Frederick Sidgwick Johnson admitted allowing the rock group, Led Zeppelin, to play on after midnight during a concert at his home near Stevenage 2 months ago. Stevenage magistrates fined him £125 with £25 costs. Three people have so far been killed in the storms sweeping across the north of England and southern Scotland. A woman was killed in Carlisle when a chimney on a house collapsed, and two men were killed when their car crashed into a fallen tree on a country road near Melrose. More high winds and rain are forecast for tonight.